Randy Moss going back to the Vikings? I know he's kind of one of your contemporaries, and you played a lot.
I mean, I've said it many a times. Nothing surprises me in this league, and you know, it's what they did last year with Seymour. So, I mean, that's typical of that.
I think he's still got it. It's gonna rejuvenate or whatever.
Oh yeah, he's still got it now. The guy can still play. I mean, he's double covered every game. So, I mean, that lets you know right there how much of a threat he is.
Moving on to the Baltimore receivers. How different is this group now that Bolden and TJ are there?
Amazingly different. It's, you know, the talent level. I mean, they probably got the best group in the league. And, you know, they got a number of Pro Bowls among them. So, guys are experienced. We got our hands full this week with them.
Do you think you'll be, I mean, a couple weeks ago, it was like you were kind of trying to take away Reggie Wayne. Do you see some sort of similar situation happening this week where maybe?
Well, whoever I'm on, that's what I'm trying to take away. And, you know, I don't want to give out too much about what we're going to do, but, you know, somebody's going to be in a dogfight all day.
You guys prepped for them last year. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, have you seen a transition that quickly from playing a team last year to this year as far as approach offensively, you know, with all those new receivers?
Well, other than personnel, not a lot of difference. You know, they still do a lot of the same things. They want to run the ball if they can and pass the ball a little more than they normally do. But, you know, they still tough team and great offensive line and great defense.
You talk about Flacco and what he brings. He doesn't seem to make a lot of mistakes. He's similar to Orton. You know, he just manages the game really well.
Yeah, he's a guy. He wants to get it downfield. And the way their offense is designed, that's what they, you know, want him to do. But, you know, the guy can make all the throws. So he can be dangerous. You just can't let him sit back there and get too comfortable.
Pretty tough environment to play in, Baltimore.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they've been known for their defense for the past 10, 15 years. So, I mean, you go in there, you know you're going to be in for a dogfight.
When you watch film, I mean, I don't know if you're looking at something like that or just studying the receivers, but when you see somebody like Flacco and you watch him last year, this year, can you watch on film and say, that guy is a changed quarterback in the year that I last saw him? I mean, because you look at some of the drives that he's put together at the end of games this year.
Yeah, and he's so calm back there. You know, you never see him get rattled or get emotional at all. I mean, he's just always calm, and he showed that last week.
But as a younger player, you may not have seen that when you kind of broke it up.
You know, guys grow a little bit, and that's one position where you're going to see changes every year because of, you know, what they see and what they learn on the run. So he's definitely grown up a lot.
Champ, you go to the Pro Bowl just about every year, and Ray Lewis is there every year. What do you see? I realize you're worried about their offense a lot. What do you just see when you look at Ray Lewis?
Well, well, in Pro Bowl, he's definitely different. But, you know, on Sundays, intensity. You know, he's smart. He's still playing at a high level. To me, this is one of his better years in the last few years. So, I mean, we got to watch out for him because, you know, we know what he brings to the table.
How would you assess the play of your secondary?
I think we're doing pretty good. Better. We could do better, I mean, obviously. But, you know, I think the most important thing we addressed was that run defense. And the guys are doing great up front.
Chip, I assume win is win, but getting these two back-to-back would be a nice little momentum builder.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to get one and then try to get the next one, and that's what we're trying to do. You know, we're worried about Baltimore. Go up here, get this win, make sure we do everything we need to do right to win, and, you know, hopefully come out of there victorious.
You talk about their running game a little bit.
Well, Ray Rice, I mean, coming off a Pro Bowl season, he's one of the top backs, and he catch the ball, run the ball. I mean, he does it all, so it's just a multiple threat, another one that just like what we had last week. So,
are you surprised that their running game is not doing as well as you would think with Ray Rice right now?
A little, but at the same time, he's been banged up. So, I know once he gets, you know, to feeling good again, they'll get it going.
What have you seen in the development of Joe Flacco to this point? I mean, where do you see him?
Well, he's just grown a lot. It seems like the offense is doing a little more than they did last year. So, I mean, I think, you know, he just got a lot more on his plate, and he's handling it pretty well.